Welcome back. Welcome back. We are going
to do an actual true crime
true story crime. This time. For sure.
For sure. If anybody likes true crime, pay attention.
So
yeah, by me.
I'm actually curious to know what it is because I feel like I know a lot of true crime stories already, so if I don't know this one, I'm going to be shocked.
I hope you guys liked the stories in the first episode. Well. I hope they felt a little weird going to bed after listening to my creepy
stories.
Yeah, that creepy boy on the side of my bed.
Creepy.
Yeah, I hope they all had to sleep with the pillow in front of their face.
A little more comfort. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, so anyway, it's Friday night, we're chilling.
It is.
And it's creepy outside, guys, like legit creepy.
Yeah, it's actually really windy.
It is like weather of the...
We got some cool lights going on.
Candles lit.
The mood is definitely set. The ambiance in this room is super creepy and witchy vibey. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, are you guys ready to listen to my story?
Yes, I'm totally ready. I'm down.
All right, guys, let's try this. Okay, since it's Halloween time, story is going to be about...
I can already see it.
A guy that they call the Candyman.
The Candyman.
Or the guy who killed Halloween.
Fucker.
But his actual name is Ronald O'Brien. Ronald Clark O'Brien. Ronald was born on October 19th, 1944. So his birthday is actually going to be Monday.
40s.
Yep. He was married. His wife's name was Denaney. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Let me see.
How would you pronounce that? Danini.
Oh, Danine. It's
Danine.
D-A-Y-N-E-N-E.
Danine. Danine. Anyway. We'll just call her Danene.
Danene. Danene back in 1814.
Yeah, that was his wife's name.
It's
Danene.
1944, Lisa. 1814.
What the fuck story you got on your butt?
She's like...
I was trying to set the mode in my head, and that's where I went. 1944.
1944 is when he was born. The actual crime happened in 1974.
Creepy.
But anyway, he was married. His wife's name is Danene. We're going to call her. They lived in Deer Park, Texas. They had two kids, a boy named Timothy, who was born in 1966, and a girl named Elizabeth, born in 1969.
Ooh,
my horoscope sign.
Your mother was born.
Yeah, exactly. Ronald, that is super weird, though, I think.
Yeah.
That is the year mom is born, and that's our horoscope sign. Both of our horoscope signs.
True.
Super
cool. That's too much.
Anyway, Ronald worked as an optician at the Texas State Optical in Sharpstown, Houston. So he was like, how do you say that word? Optical? not optical. optician. Like an eye doctor person.
Oh.
I can't say it's optician. It's that word.
Maybe there's an R. Missing an R.
Anyway. He was a
eye doctor. The fucking eye doctor.
Yeah. At the Texas State Opticals in Sharpstown, Houston. Anyway, he was in charge. He also was in charge of the local business program in that town. He was the deacon at the Second Baptist Church, and he also sang in choir there also.
Dang.
He was pretty well known to the community. But one Halloween night in Pasadena, Texas, in 1974, he went out trick-or-treating with his kids, Timothy and Elizabeth, and the neighbor and his two kids. They were trick-or-treating around their neighborhood, a couple streets around. They visited a home that didn't answer the door, so the neighbor and the kids moved along to the next, and Ronald stayed back for a few moments. But eventually caught back up with all them. And when he did, he handed each of the children, his two and the neighbor two kids, pixie sticks. He said that the house that didn't answer the door actually ended up answering and giving him 5 pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks? What year was this?
This happened in 1974. Yeah, so they were like the old school pixie sticks, like the tube and they like staple at the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yummy.
Yeah. Actually, I love pixie sticks.
Me too. Delicious. Those big ones. I know. Yeah. Delicious.
It's like crack for kids, man.
Yeah.
Or dogs.
Our dogs. Or dogs.
No, adults.
Oh, I thought you said our dogs. I was like, yeah.
I was like, true.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you give your dogs pixie sticks too?
I'm like, don't give your dog that. Well, but we give it to our kids.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So they gave him some pixie sticks.
So he came up, ran up to the kids. Hey, well, that house answered, whatever. He gave me some pixie sticks. Here you guys go.
He puts them on the pixie sticks.
But they're, yeah. They eventually called it a night and went home. And on the way home, Ronald ended up giving that fifth pixie stick to a 10-year-old boy he recognized from the church. Just on his way home, he's like, hey, here. You know, here's
have a pixie stick.
Happy Halloween. So before his son Timothy went to bed, he asked if he could have a piece of his Halloween candy. So what do you know?
Pixie.
Ronald chose the pixie stick. Timothy had a little trouble getting the powder out. So his own dad, Ronald, helped him get that powder right into his mouth.
His own dad.
Timothy said it tasted funny. So, Ronald gave him some Kool-Aid to wash it down, you know, get rid of the taste. But, immediately, Timothy started to complain that his stomach was hurting, and he ran to the bathroom. Timothy started to vomit and have convulsions. They tried to take him to the hospital, but he died on the way. Yeah. In his dad's arm.
I think I've heard of this story.
What?
His dad said he even went limp in his arms, so he died on the way to the hospital. Yeah, he died within less than an hour. Okay, he died within an hour.
The pixie?
Of, yeah.
I think I have heard of this one.
Really?
What?
Yep. So after that happened, everybody in the community was really frightened because everybody was like, this poison pixie stick. So, some parents even returned the candy to the police station because they were like, you know, check it, see if anything is poisoned, whatever. Yeah, everybody's scared in the community. They located all those pixie sticks because his dad showed them the pixie sticks and his daughter had one. The two neighbor kids had one. Oh, and that fifth one, didn't know where it was because he just gave it to a random kid on the street.
The guy that gave him out?
Ronald O'Brien, Timothy's dad.
So he knows this whole time, knowing.
Well, he said he got it from that house that didn't answer the door, and the kids were impatient and just ran along, you know. And then he said that he got them from that house, and here you guys go. So he gave them to those kids. His two kids and the neighbor kids, and then that one kid on the way home, that 10-year-old, and that's the pixie stick they're trying to locate, because that's what, you know, well, they found all the other ones, because that's what he said. I got them from this house.
Yeah.
Handed them to these kids. So when the parents of that 10-year-old boy, of the fifth pixie stick, got the phone call of like, oh, you know, check the pixie stick, whatever you got on the way home.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Don't eat it. The parents ran upstairs hysterically already, opened the door.
It was in his fucking mouth.
He was laying on the bed with the pixie stick in his hand.
Dead?
No. But he wasn't dead.
He was getting ready to eat it.
He was, but he fell asleep because he couldn't get it open.
Because
of the staple. He couldn't get the staple open off the pixie stick.
He just fell asleep.
Yeah, he was sleeping,
so tired,
but it scared the shit out of his parents because he was just laying there with the pixie stick in his hand.
Oh, hell yeah. Wouldn't you be scared? Yeah.
You'd have thought he'd already ate it.
Oh, man, my son is dead. Oh, the emotion.
Yeah, somebody didn't want him to open that staple, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, kids are
resourceful. So what happened to the other three?
They got him. They got all
one.
The pixies. Nobody ate them.
But Timmy.
But Timothy.
No, man. Fucking Timmy.
Yeah. So, Ronald O'Brien wasn't a suspect until his son Timothy's autopsy came back showing that the pixie stick he ate was poisoned with potassium cyanide.
Damn.
But then he probably told him, well, I got it from the guy or the house.
The pixie stick that Timothy ate that night had enough to kill two adults.
Damn.
The other four had enough to kill 3 to 4 adults.
Damn.
It's totally sounding familiar.
I never heard of the Candyman. I've never heard. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of this story.
So
I'm old.
He ended up being a suspect because he was acting suspicious. He told the police he didn't remember what house it was, although they only went trick-or-treating on 2 streets because it was raining.
Was it Dad?
But Dad was lying.
Because it was raining and none of the houses had even given out any pixie sticks. Ronald walked around the neighborhood 3 times before leading the police to the house he said had given him those pixie sticks. He said he didn't see the person because the person only cracked the door open enough for his arm to come out and hand him the pixie sticks. And all he seen was his hairy arm. It's like, ew, got a hairy arm.
Ew, like a werewolf or something?
Yeah. Maybe it was a werewolf. It was Halloween night. Oh. No.
I'd be like, forget it, man. Never mind. We're going to the next house. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So anyway, the police contacted the owner, of course, of that house, ruled him out as a suspect due to being at work, because he worked as an air traffic controller at the William P. Hobby Airport, and he didn't get home till 11 p.m. on that Halloween night in 1974. As further investigation took place, the police found out Ronald was in debt about $500,000 known today. Back then, it was $100,000.
Life insurance.
But today, that's... He was
going to kill his own kid for it?
He was in debt about $500,000, a little over.
Damn.
Now at times. Back in the day, $100,000, like I said. He was also a suspect of theft at his job at the Texas State Optical. His car was being repossessed. His home was foreclosed. And yeah, he had taken out insurance policies out on his 2 children months before Timothy's death. But not only one, he did another and then another.
Oh my God.
Yeah. His wife claims she knew nothing about this. And on the morning after Timothy's death, his father, Ronald, called the insurance company to get info on how to go about collecting the policies he took out on his son.
Damn.
Yeah, the police began to think he was a suspect, of course, after all that. They even had evidence of him visiting a chemical store before Halloween to buy some cyanide. Mm. But he didn't buy anything there because he was only able to buy up to 5 pounds. So they actually don't know where he bought the cyanide, but he didn't buy cyanide at that store that he went to. That they have him in there, proof of going in there and asking.
Just had to see a picture of him. Want to see?
Yeah. I had one on my phone that I was going to actually upload on our Instagram and our Facebook page.
She will upload a picture of this guy. He is creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he would kill his 2 kids with cyanide.
That's Timothy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was only 8 years old.
Oh, poor thing. You guys got to Google that.
Mm-hmm.
He looks crazy.
Yes. His name, the guy, is Ronald O'Brien. Ronald Clark creepy. O'Brien.
I mean, he looks like a normal...
Ugh.
Really? I don't know.
Well, he obviously blended in pretty good because he worked as a deacon at the church. He sang in the choir. No.
No, he don't look like a mother that was singing in a choir.
No, he was in the choir at the church that he was a deacon at.
Yeah, he looks like a creep.
He looks like a creep.
He was, yeah, he does look like a creep, obviously. He is a fucking creep.
Creep.
More than a creep. A fucking idiot asshole. Wow. No.
Idiot asshole fuckhard.
All the above.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks...
Google that, guys.
Yeah. So, the police got, their story going up. You know, Ronald poisoned those pixie sticks in order to collect the insurance money and hand out extra ones to the kids in the community to show it, cover up his tracks. Like, somebody poisoned the Halloween candy, guys. It wasn't me. So... Even at Timothy's funeral, his brother-in-law and sister-in-law even spoke about how he spoke about using the insurance money to go on a long vacation and buy some other items. Yeah, what a freaking douchebag. So, on November 5th, 1974, he was convicted of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder.
Wow.
But he maintained his innocence and pleaded not guilty.
Jeez.
How?
Yeah, what a weirdo. His trial began May 5th, 1975. Cinco de Mayo.
Cheers.
Cheers. The drink. Hold on.
My lip. Cinco de Mayo.
Party time. Even his co-workers testified that Ronald showed interest in cyanide months prior to Timothy's death and spoke about how much it would take to kill somebody.
Premeditated.
Yeah.
But if he was just wanting the money, then why would he kill other kids?
To cover up his tracks. That's what I...
Make it look like there's a cuckoo out there poisoning
the
children.
Yeah, the poison the Halloween candy. That's what the cops theorized already. That's what
he was
willing
to risk 4 other lives.
Yeah.
I mean, his own fucking kid. Yeah. 3 other lives.
Right.
And his own.
But he could only collect on his own.
His own too.
But he did the other pixie sticks to cover
random,
up his tracks.
Randos.
Damn. Yeah,
that's fucked up. That's children, like, get the
your own
here.
And 3 other innocents.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother type of crazy.
Yes.
That is like...
That's why they call him, too, the guy who killed Halloween, you know? Like, on Halloween night, too, like, trick-or-treating and
making
shit,
everybody
like,
scared of candy, and that's, like, the main thing
that's
of
what,
Halloween.
Yeah, like,
I
damn,
know.
Now we have to
children,
check. Yeah.
Like, true. It gives the weirdos an idea, too.
Yes. It was very scary for your parents had to check your candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was always, like, oh, they're going to put...
razor blade. That's even what his defense team drew up.
Yeah.
That's what his defense team said.
It was definitely
like,
a thing. It was definitely a thing.
Yeah, talked about, that's what they brought up. The urban legends is, poisoned Halloween candy with needles, poison, candy apples with razor blades, you know. But they say there's never been such case, though. That's what
probably
I found
not.
Reading this story.
I saw that on Halloween.
So his defense team was trying to use that as
yeah.
As an alibi.
It wasn't
or,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
There has been other cases of people tampering with kids' candy.
Even so much that it was in the 1978 movie Halloween. Remember?
Exactly.
When that kid... No, it was part two. So
well, this did happen in 1974. Well, that movies came out in like 1979,
I think. The part two. Because that's when the kid bit the apple and there was a razor in there from his Halloween candy.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Oh, you know what I always think of? Ooh. Is off of Demon
Night.
Night of the Demons.
I always think of Night of the Demons when she kills her husband at the end.
Spoiler alert. Apple pie. She makes him an apple pie.
True.
It just starts coming out of his neck.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty.
So it was
gruesome.
Clearly, it was something in the 70s because those movies were in the 70s, too.
Dude, well, he probably started it. He got the nickname called the Candyman and the guy who killed Halloween.
Literally. So many things were going on in the 70s.
Ugh.
The worst things, too. The things that are history.
The worst and probably the best.
The coolest.
I would have totally been a hippie
in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. In the 70s. Hey,
Flower power.
Totally, dude. Anyway, the jury found Ronald guilty of capital murder and 4 attempted counts of murder in just 46 minutes and just 71 minutes to sentence him to death. Ronald was also shunned and hated by others on death row for killing a child.
Yes. They don't take that lightly.
Yeah, prison. Hell no. They, clotted, like, we're trying to murder his ass.
Yeah, for real.
His execution date kept getting pushed back, kept changing, whatever. There was, like, so many dates. He almost got put to death on Halloween night 8 years after the crime.
On Halloween night, though.
On Halloween night, though, yeah, but it got pushed back. That would have been cool.
Shit.
But
if this happened in 1814, you thought it did, he would have been hung the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
No trial.
No trial.
But eventually, he was put to death by lethal injection on March 31st, 1984. So, 10 years.
Hook him. Cook him.
Yeah. There was also a crowd outside. You know how there's always a crowd outside the people who are happy and then the people who are like, no, death penalty is wrong. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Your own opinions. but the people who were for, who were happy, they were chanting trick or treat.
Trick or treat?
They were chanting trick or treat. And then they were actually doing that towards the anti-death penalty demonstrator people, you know, who are out there gathering with their signs, protesters.
Telling them trick or treat, trick or treat.
Yeah, and throwing candy at them.
Wow.
Wow, that's a little weird.
Yeah, People are crazy. Yeah.
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No. Yeah, well, I mean, they were like, you guys don't like the death penalty? Here, have some candy.
Yeah, right? They're like, have some candy because we
poisoned it's either
this.
A trick or a treat.
Yeah, trick or treat. Die or don't.
Yeah, which somebody totally did, so that's really sad.
Yeah.
His own son, Timothy. Dead. Oh, yeah. Who was 8 years old.
That's as the parent of one of the other kids, I would want him gone forever.
Hell yes. I would want to do it my damn self.
As the mother of the husband. Or she divorced him.
Yeah, she divorced him, remarried.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Her new husband adopted their daughter. She was like,
I really wonder how close she was to taking the cyanide, though.
Yeah.
The daughter?
Like, yeah, like
well, she fell asleep. I guess she went home and fell asleep.
He gave her one too.
Yep. Yeah. He gave because he was trick or treating with his neighbor, his two kids, Timothy and Elizabeth, and then the neighbor's two kids.
Then the rando.
And then he just gave it to that kid he noticed from church, a 10-year-old boy, that the parents thought he had took the cyanide because he was on the bed, passed out.
Willing to
right,
but couldn't open the pixie
for money.
Stick.
Wow.
Yeah. So. What that is, he's shit. Actually buried. I don't know if you guys really care, but
right.
We shouldn't even say where he's buried.
Dead, yeah.
Or maybe
fuck
you could
guy.
Go. Actually, you could go there and like piss on his grave.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
But he's born at the. Are born.
He's dead. He's totally born.
He's reborn there too.
He's reborn. Well, he's buried at the Forest Park Cemetery in Webster, Texas.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So. Go piss on his grave.
I mean, that's just kind of like that. I mean, it's a newer story, but the like Christopher Watts case.
Oh yeah. My God! I just watched
on
that
Netflix.
Freaking thing on Netflix.
American Murder. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah. My gosh!
I didn't want to watch it for a while. I actually thought it was going to be like a series, like a few. But
no, I just watched it.
It was
night.
Cut to the chase.
It was
pretty much. I mean. Knowing more details about like what happened and after.
I mean, this guy is in the 1970s, but still, for a man or for somebody
to him to get out of fucking debt, like what a piece
of
shit, you know? Like,
And this guy and Christopher Watts just wanted to start over, to start over. I don't know. I don't know what his true intentions were because he's the one that probably knows that.
Yeah, has to be like another.
But that whole scenario, being able to kill your own children, even this
Ronald O'Brien,
I mean,
the candy man.
Have the heart to kill your own children.
That's some cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Cold-blooded.
That's
shit.
Some cold-blooded shit. Like that's just
you have no heart.
Yeah.
No,
but I don't understand it either. And that's how I felt when I was watching that on Netflix. That I was like, just watching him in the videos, like. I don't know, trying to pick at his brain, like, what the fuck was he thinking?
Like,
what was he
was
going,
he going insane?
Like,
was he having a mental
what
breakdown?
What was happening, yeah.
Were they this way all, like, their whole life, or did they just
he
snap?
He actually snap. Yeah. Oh, like, just that. Is
what makes someone snap?
What that shows me is you don't ever truly truly know someone.
Nope.
You can be in a relationship for 20, 30 years. And that motherfucker can snap.
Oh, I heard a story of a guy plotting to kill his wife and his daughter. And he plotted that for 10 years.
Yeah.
And
think about it.
Yes. I heard that on one of the podcasts, and that blew my fucking mind, dude. I was like, oh, why wouldn't you just fucking divorce? Like,
divorce. You would think that's the most easiest and simplest thing to do. Divorce me, leave me, pick up your child every other weekend. I don't know. Don't fucking kill me and the kids because you want to start over.
Yeah, like, you really think you're going to get away with that shit? Like, no, bro. Not when there's kids involved and, you know.
Like, if you're that cold-hearted and why wouldn't it be easier for you to be like, yeah, you know what? I don't love you anymore.
If you're that big of a fucking
If you can actually kill them physically with your hands, then it shouldn't be it shouldn't be hard to say, you know what?
Bye, bitch.
I actually met this another woman and I'm... I want to be with her. Why would there be any
that's just crazy.
And this guy, Ronald, for fucking money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you're that hard up for a dollar. I mean, most parents work hard for their children. This guy clearly was working hard for his fucking self.
Yeah.
For the money and not his fucking family.
Yeah.
But clearly. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Like, what does it take for a parent to be like, hey.
And he was 10 years old?
He was 8.
Oh, 8.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, little, his name is Timothy. 8, remember Timothy. But he was he's buried at the Forest Park Lawndale Cemetery in Houston, Texas. Just so you guys know that, too. So you're going to give him some flowers.
Send him some love.
Yep, he's at the Forest Park Lawndale Cemetery in Houston, Texas. Go give him some flowers.
R.I.P. Timothy.
Yeah, on Halloween. Oh, my God. Now, I'm never going to get that now. Yeah. Like, I'm going to remember him on Halloween night.
All Hallows Eve.
That's so sad.
Yeah,
that's I'm the one that mostly eats all the candy. So
yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'd rather it be me than them. So
that's true. But yeah, back in the day, they used to make us inspect our candy. If it was open, trash. If it was looked weird, trash. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't have anything.
Yeah, I remember our mom doing that too. Like, and even hearing about it to where I did it myself. Yeah,
it truly was like a myth because. I don't know anybody that's ever had poisonous candy or had issues with candy. It was just a myth that it was told to check the candy.
Well, that's what that defense team tried to bring up, and then they said there's no case that's ever on record stating that. So.
It made a good horror movie scene, though.
Yeah. It sure did. Halloween. Love it.
Night of the Demons.
Oh, and Night of the Demons.
Demons. That's the one I think of.
Really? I think of Halloween because...
I don't remember the Halloween one.
Yeah, me either. I always think of the Night of the Demon ones.
He was walking in the hospital with the towel.
Okay, yes, I do remember that.
I remember that part, but I always go to the Night of the Demons.
Do you?
Do you even remember the one off of Night of the Demons?
I don't know.
At the end of the movie?
Yeah, because then the apple pie.
Yeah.
Because his throat gets all slit up.
She's all calm.
She's like, happy Halloween, dear.
Yeah. Drinking her coffee.
Yeah. I love that it's Halloween, though, because those vibes on AMC are driving me
It's cool.
Insane. Yes. I love it. And our room, guys. You should totally... I wish you were here.
Yeah, our room looks totally cool. We hooked it up with some lights. And we got candles. Awesome. I think we said that already, but
It's definitely vibing. Definitely vibing.
We're vibing, but...
Okay. Well,
I guess...
Lisa has some scary stories she found on the internet. I'm just going to read because...
Why not?
Why not?
Creepy
From... No, I don't need that. I don't need a light. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a little too bright. It's killing the vibe.
Red light.
So turn this is from thoughtcatalog.com. Disturbing true stories.
Yes.
That will give you the creeps.
Creeps.
Okay. I think I should read one. Then you should read one. And then you.
I think she should read one.
She should. But I'm going to read the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, they're kind of...
They're really short.
Are they... Like
short little...
Well, it doesn't really have a start and an end.
It doesn't have a start and end.
Okay.
They just like short stories. Like, I woke up, there's a ghost.
Okay. And he said, boo.
And he said, boo. I said, boo, babe.
So it says, this happened literally Friday night. My son is about 10 months old and absolutely hates sleep. I mean, like what 10-month-old does, right?
None.
He will sleep in his crib until 3 to 4 a.m., then wake up screaming for a bottle. It's like,
duh.
No. Then spend the rest of the night in our bed. Hello. Like, every... Friday night, he woke up screaming, and I got up and went to the kitchen to make him a bottle. I turned towards the night light in the kitchen so I could pour the water to the right level. Sorry, hold on. I got that messed up.
Hold on. Let me crack my door open.
I can read it.
She keeps trying to give her the light on her phone because it's really dim in here with our cool.
Okay, so she said, I turned towards the light in the kitchen so I could pour the water to the right level. So, okay. When I heard a woman humming in a soothing way behind me. Creepy. It wasn't like a quick thing. It was a full 10 seconds of a humming. My son started screaming even harder as soon as the humming stopped. I dropped the bottle and booked it to our baby's room to check on him. And she booked it to the baby's room to check him and our room to make sure it wasn't my wife. Oh, so this is some guy. I thought this was a woman the whole time. Because, you know, why would the guy be up in the middle of the night making bottles?
Daddy's doing shit.
Exactly.
I literally just assumed
this was a woman.
Yeah, shout out to all the good
dads. That was... Totally.
You're all,
He said, I was saying she the whole time, too. Anyway, so he ended up booking it back to the baby's room to check on the baby and our room to make sure it wasn't my wife. He was fine, and she was dead as ass asleep with the door still closed like I left it. I had to wake her up. He has no toys that make that humming sound I heard. I still have no idea what the fuck it was. The freakiest part was how hard he screamed when it stopped.
Is that the end?
Better check them batteries. No. Not every kid toy.
Yeah. That's a creepy story.
Yeah. Cause
if... Yeah, go check on your fucking child and there's a woman humming in the room.
Yeah. She was like, come little children, I'll take thee away.
That's creepy AF.
Yeah, so I think I'm just going to tell what happened the other night with the streetlights.
Go ahead.
I'm always the debunker, but go ahead.
Yeah, but how? Okay. Shanae is the debunker over here. But you guys, just hear me out.
It was a coincidence.
So, me and my daughter. I am your daughter. We're driving home. The street lights.
Okay, it was dark, obviously.
It was dark, obviously, outside. It was super dark. Driving home, me and her. We go past whatever.
Hell, are you okay?
Oh, shit. Well, I feel like you guys already know this story, so it's like feels weird.
But I'm listening to it for the first time.
Yeah, hello.
I know.
You guys are driving home, and the lights started flickering.
Yeah, the lights started flickering. So the street lights are on. No, they weren't flickering. Actually,
okay.
We're driving down the road. The street lights are on.
One goes out.
Mm-hmm. So I bless myself because that's just I'm superstitious like that. I feel like if a street light goes out, then it's bad luck. So I bless myself to be like, no, bad luck. I'm sorry, I bless myself over your face.
Huh?
My daughter said,
"Okay,
why did you bless yourself, Mom? We didn't pass the church because I also do it when I drive by churches, okay? And I told her, well, because that street light went out." And that's superstitious, I guess I do believe it. That means bad luck, but I bless myself to be like, no, I'm blessed, bitch. Sorry, no bad luck over here. So and
this is Gina passing down the superstition.
I am passing down. She's like, I am.
You know, if you don't do that, that's gonna happen. Look at it as a sign, like you know.
Not only one did that to us, like, but as I'm explaining it to her, another one did it. As I told her, you're just changing. Another street you're changing it. Yeah. Now, yeah, now that you...
Someone's like, no, you're going to...
Yes. And another light went out. I was like, no. Nope, as it. I'm telling her, change you're changing it. Thoughts. Yeah, I blessed myself to change it. Like, now I have good luck, you know. Yeah, try to get me again. Sorry, I blessed myself again. So next try.
She's like, yeah. It's my superpower.
TTFN. Yeah. Yeah. TTFN. Oh, I even did tell her, we got the power. Because I didn't take the highway home, as I usually do, and it was really windy. So she took
that night, it was like, okay, I got two lights out.
I got two lights out. Yeah, I'm not taking that highway home. It was like the wind advisory day, too, I think it was. Because it was actually, it was October 13th. It was the 13th. So that happened. And then I didn't take the highway. So,
back road Betty, you were.
I end up not, kept driving. Yeah. Then there was a street light that wasn't off, or wasn't on. And as we drove past it, it turned on.
It was like,
and thank you like for knowing. Yeah, that's exactly how I took it.
Okay, yeah.
That's it exactly was like, how I took it.
Oh, you've made it.
Yep, like, that's what I told my daughter. Yeah. Oh, she's like, did you see that light that went? Oh my God, that light went on. And I was like, oh, see, we did the right thing. We didn't go on the highway like I the right to. Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Totally. It gets weirder. Mm. So I Snapchatted that to everybody.
The family Snapchat.
Yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what do you know? My little cousin
is in a whole other city.
Yep, in a whole other state.
She was driving down the street, and the lights were flashing.
Yep.
The street lights were flickering.
Yeah. All of them. And she Snapchatted them to us also.
Damn near the same time you were snapping it to us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As we were,
I think stories. It's what Pete said.
And she also seen the black cat. Yeah. And she's seen the black cat.
Oh, I didn't hear about the black cat.
Yes, it did cross her path. I don't know if it crossed her path. I just heard her say, is that a black cat? That's a black cat, and there's a black cat.
No.
There was a black cat. Yes. Ask her when she gets
here. So, two stories, two different cities, all having issue with lights. Hmm.
The same night, October 13th, the same time, because we made it home, and then, because I can't snap and drive at the same time, I got home, told everybody the story, she Snapchatted her driving home, and she got it on camera.
On camera.
Those street lights are flickering.
It was what Pete said. They said he didn't pay the power.
Same night.
Yeah, coincidental. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, creepy.
That's totally creepy. It just blew my mind. That was a little experience, but we honestly have those a lot.
But you know what's really weird? Remember my comment was, maybe you're just putting off all that
energy. Yes.
Like you're just electric energy.
That's why she said, we got the power.
That's exactly why I said that. Yeah,
and then for the last week, I've always noticed at work that I always get shocked. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like constantly. And I'm asking everybody at work, do you ever get shocked when you touch the file cabinet or if you touch your chair or touch the door?
I mean, that can be scientifically explained.
Yeah.
But if nobody else in the department does that, and I have been asking people, I'm like, do you get shocked when you pick up? They're like, no, it never happens. Sometimes at home, I'm like, constantly get shocked.
Because you're probably touching something that...
Like, what? What am I touching they're not touching?
Do you have, metal on you or anything?
We all have metal on us. We're all touching the computers. We all touch the same fucking doors.
It's just we have too much electricity, too much energy going.
They're all by our veins. I'm maybe more than them, but I'm telling you, every time I get up, I get shocked.
That's it.
To the point where I get up and I'm like this now.
Right? That actually happened to me a lot when I was working too.
It's a lot. Does it happen to you now?
No, but I knew why it was happening.
Why?
I think it was just because there was just a lot of static, like in the truck and stuff. I didn't think of it as I was emitting energy.
You got the power.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that.
No. And it was crazy because it kept shocking every time. I had my gloves on and my headphones in. But whatever was shocking me, like going through the door, the bulkhead door, it would the shock would be so strong that it would hit my headphones. It was weird, and it felt, I could feel it, like, kind of like.
Like zap you.
Yeah. It was weird, but it made it go, like right to the headphones.
Was it constantly, every time you got up and touched something?
Yeah, it was because, it was, I think, just, like, the friction but with all the metals and the.
Don't you think everybody would have that issue?
No, but I didn't look at it like I was. No, I didn't take it like energy from. I knew why it was happening. Like,
well, yeah. Maybe. Maybe I'm in an area where there's a lot of energy because every time I get up, I constantly feel like I'm getting zapped all the fucking time.
Or maybe there's
time.
Just a ghost that's zapping you because you do work at the hospital.
And there are. No, yeah,
dude. Haunted so, hospitals.
I am not even lying.
Oh, what's she talking? Always.
No, for real. I have a glass in front of me. It's a protective window. Like, when patients come in. It's a protective window, so as I can kind of see shadows.
Every place nowadays.
Yes.
Fuck COVID.
2020. But there's a protective glass there, and I stare at it, and I've seen this girl a couple times.
No, you haven't.
Yes. No, I have. It is like a girl.
In the reflection of that glass?
In the reflection of the glass.
Like, so I she's like, standing behind you.
I feel like she's behind me, and I feel like she's coming towards me so much that I think she's coming down the hallway. One time, I had thought it was one of my coworkers, and I seen this girl coming in the glass.
Gosh.
I turn around. I am literally by myself. I didn't
consciously
know I was by myself because they're in and out.
Yeah.
But I was by myself, and I saw a figure coming behind me through the glass. Scary. And there was nobody there. But all day long, I see people going back and forth in the hallway like this. Like, I just see, like, I'm
what if it
there.
Was, like, at the same time that somebody was, like, having a baby, and when you give birth to something, it, like, opened up a gate, opened up a, it,
yes!
It
opened, it, oh, no. My God!
It lifted a veil for a second,
no,
and then
I believe
it closes. Yeah, because
you
brought life,
you,
and then it closed.
You
should look into that, see how babies were born that day.
When I, okay, so,
oh my gosh.
I worked in the emergency room for a long time,
crazy
okay?
Theory.
This guy had come in, it was a night shift, it was probably, like, I don't know, 11:30, 12:00. Shit happens at night. It's
freaks come out at night.
That is not a joke.
What?
I'm sitting there. Well, I'm not sitting there. All of us are sitting there in the ER, and it was quiet. Nothing was really happening. Well, this guy had come in because he had gotten into a major accident somewhere, and of course he brought him in, and he had a pulse, so he was alive, and they worked him, and he ended up not surviving.
Right.
Okay?
God bless
the him. Car accident, you said?
I think it was some kind of,
I don't know what you said.
Accident where he kind of got crushed.
Okay.
And, but we worked him, like a regular trauma would.
But he ended up passing.
And so, and my job was to, like, make sure that the body is in a respectful manner and it looked good for the family when they came in to say their goodbyes,
right?
So I'm sitting here, you know, tucking the arms in, tucking the sheet around him, putting a pillow behind his head, making him look really good.
Yeah.
And I had all the lights off, and then I had one light on, which was like a light that you use to see x-rays.
Yeah.
You know, the bright light that you put the x-ray up
to? Yeah, so it's like a night light.
So
in
it's
there.
Like a night, it's a bright neon light.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But I had one side on. I just turned on real low, put some chairs, two chairs on each side of him, so his family can come in and say their goodbyes.
No.
And as I'm sitting there tucking like his body in, like the bottom half, I have his, so my back is to his head. Like, I'm at the foot of the bed. So I'm tucking in his legs, and all of a sudden I see bright, and I'm talking bright light behind me go, like big light.
Oh my gosh, that just gave
me
goosebumps.
And this was literally probably minutes after he had passed, because everybody had left. They're like, okay, they all went and did their documentation.
Oh my God,
doctor went out, and I'm out there prepping the body for the family to come in.
And
I literally see a light behind me, the brightest light. And I turn around, and all I see is this glow, like if his spirit had left his body.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
It was amazing.
And you probably were able to, see it from your
weird.
Back to
yeah.
it, be just
yeah.
because we are so open to that.
Right.
So it probably just.
So you saw it in, like, your peripheral vision, and then you had to turn around.
Yeah, because I was kind of, like, at a, and I was kind of facing him. He was definitely my,
got
his head
it.
Was
yeah.
in my peripheral vision for sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was tucking his feet and getting him in all cozy.
Yeah.
And a bright light just came like this, and I turned around and just went, like, went away. I was like.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That
I
is
really
awesome.
Feel like his body was, like, able to just, like, and it was, like, literally minutes, though. It was, like, literally, seconds, everyone probably walked out, turn the light off, they turn the lights off, and I'm, because their family was waiting outside, like, you know what's going on, you know what I mean? So, no. It was, like, God seconds after them. He had, like, what? Within, like, a minute, probably, because everyone's already
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, wow. That is so, is so crazy. That is awesome, though, to have that, you know, like, that I've experienced this guy's.
And I literally will tell that story till
leave his body.
End of the day. It was absolutely a memory I'll never forget. Ever. Yeah. I'll never forget. Oh, my God.
That. I'll never forget that. That's now. Crazy. That's amazing.
I always like hearing people's stories like that. Like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was because
if I've ever had a crazy experience.
But that gives me comfort to say, like, he had no unfinished business. Like, I feel like his spirit actually went to heaven. The way it felt was just like a bright light, like a comforting light, like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was awesome.
Yeah, was and he didn't feel, like, scared, so it wasn't, like, a bad energy, you know? It was.
No, I mean, I have so many memories of.
We could do things, a whole episode on our own experiences, which I think is probably the best, like, because.
Yeah, I feel like my stories have faded away. I can't remember them.
Yeah.
Or if anything ever, I mean, besides dreams or.
Well, then you get to the point where you're like, did that really happen or was it a dream? Yeah. Or did it really happen? Because you feel like it really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, sometimes it can be reality in a dream coming back to you. Like, is it a memory or is it an actual dream?
Yeah. Yeah, because as the older you get, I feel like your memory kind of fades.
Fades. And you're like, is that a dream or did it really happen? Yeah,
which sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. It really does.
Totally.
That's why I feel like you start asking your parents all the shit that you can.
Yeah.
All their stories. Did you have, you
I know? Love listening to everybody's stories.
I love listening to
old people's, yes, old people's definitely, stories. And how it was back in the day.
Yeah. Depression.
I love to hear, like, their ghost stories also. Things that they experienced.
Yeah, which is probably way more creepier because they didn't know. You could be talking to somebody all afternoon, and their next thing, they're not even alive. They're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Unsolved Mysteries. Remember when you used to watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, my God. I love that show.
It's old-fashioned horror. The, what was that guy named? Grady. That old man Grady.
Yeah.
You remember that
I just remember the music and that show, you know. But.
Well, on one of the old Unsolved Mystery cases, there was the old man Grady or something.
Grady?
Grady. It was Grady. It was the old...
I don't think I would know.
No? But this little girl would always talk to this guy, you know, out in the field. And the mom's like, didn't really think nothing of it because she was content, you know, out there in the field, you know.
She's like, oh, go ahead. Talk to your invisible friend and the ghost out there. I don't really care.
Yeah. Find out, the little girl found, like, old pictures. No, there was, like, a family friend or something of the lady that lived in she bought this house, and one of the friends the neighbors down the street were like, oh, well, this guy used to live here. And the little girl was like, that's old man Grady. That's who I talk to. And the mom's like, that's who you see? She's like, yeah. Every time I see him, he has his hand in like a sling and it's bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
And he's always at the front door. And then the lady down the street, the neighbor lady, she was like, well, he lost his hand in a farming accident. He got his hand chopped off.
But he didn't die that way?
No, he died older, but that's just how he appeared to the little girl.
Oh, my God. And she wasn't scared of him or, like, tell her mom, like, hey, there's this guy that is bleeding and she needs help.
It was just a nice old man.
That was on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to have to watch Google those old ones. Those old ones are really good. Yeah, I love those. Awesome.
And that's actually a famous... haunted story because a little girl
that is crazy. That
I like suspense. Those kind of unsolved mysteries, like phenomenons and like
paranormal, a mystery just unexplained.
Gotta do more of those for sure.
Unexplained mysteries, sure.
Exactly. We just got to do someone just on our own because we could just have so many because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But so if you stayed this long, that's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
We do got an Instagram now. voices_after_dark_podcast podcast on Instagram. Wow. Yeah, it wouldn't let me put it all together. Business I had to there. Do those underscores for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. Oh, we have a Facebook, too.
But we have a Facebook page. Voices After Dark. Yeah. We're on Spotify. We're not on Apple Tunes yet, or Apple iTunes or whatever yet. Soon.
Yeah.
There was like Google and the Anchor app, of course. Don't forget them. We do have an email, so you could email us on what you guys want us to talk about.
Yeah, topics, if you have questions.
Yeah,
if you
give us some insights, how we're doing. Yeah, or we could even, you know.
I mean, no subject is taboo.
Yeah, we will do all. We could, you know, even if you...
Send in your own stories.
Yeah, send in your own stories. We'll tell them and whatever.
I would love to hear them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Creepier the better.
Yeah, so that, you can email us at voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. Yes. We want to hear from you guys.
Yes.
Let us know how we're doing, whatever. Yeah, so...
Next time we'll... Bring maybe a haunted story?
Ooh.
I don't know. Our own. Remember I said we need to bring our own. Stories. We got enough to do our own.
Whatever. But thank you so much for listening, guys. Appreciate your support. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Bye. Later.
Later.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Yes.